Shine FM Parenting Moments every Wednesday with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist, founder, Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Kimberly, we're into November, and that means a new topic.
That's right. And what's exciting about November is that it's my birthday month.
Nice.
And I can start putting up Christmas decorations. I'm one of those people, Mike.
There you go. That's good. And are you one of those people that celebrate all month long, too, for their birthday?
Well, it is often extended. If you talk to my husband, I usually have a birthday week.
That's awesome. Well, well deserved. Yeah, November. So we're looking at making peace with the past. That sounds awesome.
Yes. And emotions as allies. So we are going to explore 10 guideposts to making peace with the negative events that happen to all of us. So today we're going to talk about don't deny your pain and number 2, show up.
Okay.
I often explain to my clients how sticky negative events are in our brain. Because they register so powerfully, if a person encounters a difficult life event without knowing how to feel their feelings, they will develop a reasonable but often unhealthy set of behaviors that keep them stuck in the past. Hmm. This is part of our human condition. And Mike, I too am not immune to this.
I would say me too.
Yeah. So it makes me think of Romans 7. What I don't understand about myself is that I decide one way, but then I act another, doing things I absolutely despise. My decisions, such as they are, don't result in actions. Something's gone deeply wrong within me and gets the better of me every time. So, you know, Paul said it. We often find ourselves stuck doing things we don't want to do, and yet there I go again. Mm-hmm. But there is hope. This isn't the end of the story. And Paul continues in chapter 7 with a wonderful ending. I've tried everything and nothing helps. I'm at the end of my rope. Is there no one who can do anything for me? Isn't that the real question? The answer, thank God, is that Jesus Christ can and does.
Amen.
He acted to set things right in this life of contradictions. That just makes me breathe.
Totally.
A sigh of relief. So this month, I want to explore 10 guideposts to make peace with the negative events of our past. And for my Shine FM family listeners, we can call on the help of the Holy Spirit to learn that our feelings are not dangerous, even when they're painful.
Okay.
Number 2, don't deny your pain. When we cut ourselves, your body will try to heal, whether you acknowledge your body or not. But Stephen Hayes, the founder of Acceptance and Commitment Therapy, explains in his recent book, A Liberated Mind, and in his many articles, that psychological wounds operate differently. You cannot begin psychological healing until you acknowledge and describe your pain. So saying things like, boys don't cry, or wear your big girl pants, that might have been what we were taught, but the reality is you can heal only if you feel, and learning how starts with acknowledging your emotions. Number 2, show up. When you're hurt, you may want to curl up in a blanket or in a couch. You want to stay there as long as you can. That might be great for a Sunday afternoon, but it isn't a way to live your life. When you close yourself off from the world, life continues without you. When you excessively avoid what is painful, you also avoid what is rich and meaningful.
Some good information. This is going to be a good month.
Yes. So that's the beginning of learning about how to make our emotions allies so we can make peace with our past.
Okay. We'll have 8 more guideposts throughout the month as well. So that's awesome. Continuing that topic next week, Kimberly, share with our Shine family a little bit about Eckert Center.
So, of course, we have psychologists who can support children, teens, or adults with this journey of creating emotions as allies and healing from past difficult experiences. And I encourage people to go to EckertCenter.com. They can click the appointment button and they can start booking their own sessions right there. And they are able to see a psychologist in either the north or south locations here in Calgary. And of course, we have a gift certificate
nice.
To allow someone to have a free initial consultation with one of our team members. And again, this is valued at approximately $250. It's a great way for people to discern if this is the next step in their healing journey.
Indeed. And we'll give that to who?
Let's go with caller number 3.
Caller 3 right now, 403-276-8888 to win with Eckert Center and Shine FM. Thank you so much, Kimberly. We'll chat again next week and continue this great topic.
Have a wonderful day.